Hello.
Hi, this is Chanel calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance. Am I speaking with Mr. Dion?
Yes, you're speaking with him.
Hi, Mr. Dion. I was giving you a call because I just spoke with the provider that we sent out to
Yes,
get
I
their
actually had to leave the location. I'm about to be on my way to the emergency room. I'm in so much pain.
Oh, goodness, I'm sorry to hear that. I was calling to inform you that they were unable to get the vehicle, and pretty much it's considered as a recovery, in which you would, if, when you get an opportunity, you would need to contact the local, your police, well, call the police and insurance company to assist with that, because they were unable to, since it's a recovery.
I'm saying, so they're not able to tow it at all?
No, they weren't. They called and actually canceled service since it's a recovery, in which you would need to reach out to the police in regards to that, along with maybe your insurance company.
I don't understand why they couldn't send a flatbed truck to come pick up the vehicle. Because the airbags has deployed and the car's not drivable at all. The keys are in the ignition.
I completely understand, and we did order for a flatbed, however, being that it's in a ditch, and
it's not in a ditch. My car is sitting on the side of the road.
Well,
My car is not in a ditch at all. Hero actually towed my car from the HOV lane to the emergency side. My car is not even in a ditch at all. It's sitting on the side of the road.
Well, I was just informed, well, the provider did cancel and say that it was a recovery. So the only thing we can advise you to do from this is contact the local authority or your police and your insurance.
I just don't understand how it has too much going on right now. We can't deal with this. Like, that's why I have roadside assistance. Hey, my car, if they had a flatbed out there, they could easily put my car on the flatbed and tow it to my property. So I guess the person that had, whoever they said I tow my car didn't have a flatbed.
They should have, because that's what we ordered specifically on our end.
Okay, yeah.
So that was the order.
I'm saying, I don't understand. I have towed cars before. Hey. I work with a tow company. My car is towed. It's capable of being dragged onto a flatbed. Because if the police have left the scene and everything, and they told me just call my insurance company since I have roadside assistance. And I'm assumed to be on my way to the emergency room, so that car just only sitting there.
Understood. I really don't know what to say, because I was informed that it's a recovery, so.
So when you mean recovery, what do you mean by recovery?
They're unable to do the job, and someone else would need to, and I guess they're not equipped for it.
Okay, so there's no other way that you guys can send another proper tow truck out that has a bed that can actually tow the truck?
Well, let me consult with my supervisor, because with recovery, it's best to contact the police along with your insurance company. So one moment.
Okay. Give me a hole. They're talking about they can't tow the car, like, put it on the flatbed. In the car.
I can't talk to him.
What key?
Close the door.
And that key is broke.
I think
it might be in the car. What kind of this shit is in my pocket?
I apologize about that hold. I just spoke with my supervisor, and I was informed that pretty much it's in the best interest to contact the local authority. I know you've already stated that they were there, but in regards to being that we were informed that it was a recovery and being that it was an accident, you would need to contact the police.
So I have to call, go back to the scene and call 911?
Yes, so you can contact them and just see, tell them what's going on with your vehicle and that you called your roadside assistance and they sent the provider in, which is known to be recovery.
Okay, thank you so much. What's your name?
My name is Chanel, and you're welcome, sir. And I hope you feel better.
All right, you have a wonderful day.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.